Les Hayburn, who passed for a news director at KWMT, had gone on vacation earlier this week and left Fine in charge. It wasn't clear if Hayburn hadn't said when he was returning or if no one had been interested enough to ask. That's where I benefit from having an older and wiser head, experiencing many years in this business while you were still in leading strings.
In what? Is that a synonym for playing pro football?
I waved off that irrelevance. While you were playing pro football and otherwise frittering away your time. I don't miss Hayburn even in this extremity. Commercials ended, and too soon for my taste, the face of Thurston Fine reappeared.
Keith Landry and his partner built their business up from their roots in Enid, Oklahoma, and had been stock contractor for the Sherman 4th of July Rodeo in previous years. Glorious, successful years for our community's greatest event.
The screen cut to a choppy montage of Cottonwood County notables riding in convertibles in parades. "What do you know?" came from the back of the room. Fine got in a shot of himself doing the parade wave. The montage continued with western-clad young men in various rodeo events, rodeo clowns playing tag with lumbering bulls, and a string of girls with big smiles, big cowboy hats, and increasingly outdated hairstyles. Going backward in time was a disorienting finish to the overlong, underrelevant package.
But last year, under new and inexperienced committee chair Linda Caswell,
back live, Fine's voice and face registered grave disapproval. Mike growled,
"Wrong again, Fine." The rodeo signed with a new company in an effort to save money.
It had to save money after losing sponsorships because the former committee chair and Fine's great buddy was disgraced. Mike inserted, "Details, details," I murmured.
But when that new cheap rodeo producer turned out to be a chimera.
"A what?" chorused his newsroom audience. He'd pronounced it like shimmering, confusing those in his audience who knew its Greek mythology origins, along with everyone else.
"Keith Landry returned to Sherman in its hour of need and rescued this rodeo that he continued to love, even after it had thrown him over for another contractor."
And was paid a big fat bonus for his trouble, which Fine would know if he'd listened to my reports. Mike said. Photos on the screen showed a middle-aged man, his belt dropped low by the bulge above it. His hair was going gray under the inevitable cowboy hat. In all but one photo, he'd posed wearing sunglasses, smiling broadly, and with at least one arm slung across the shoulders of a companion. The exception was a candid that caught puffiness under his small eyes and his mouth in an arch of displeasure.
"Then, tragically, the White Knight of the Sherman Rodeo,"
a groan filled the newsroom,
"lost his life before he could enjoy the fruits of his rescue efforts for seeing next weekend's spectacular rodeo."
Yeah, boy. I bet he'd have been happy to be stomped to death by bulls if only it had happened after the rodeo. Don't even know why the bulls were there anyway. Mike added in a mutter low enough that only I heard. We should be on this story.
Yes, the long, successful, storied association between Keith Landry and the Sherman 4th of July Rodeo came to a tragic end today in the Sherman Rodeo Grounds bullring.
Fine shifted to a ghoulishly chipper tone to add,
"More on that when we come back, including exclusive video from KWMT. Twice the jerk called it a bullring, like Keith Landry was a matador. God, I told him in the pre-rodeo meeting that it wasn't a bullring. I told him 3 times.
Paycheck's dour mood was beginning to worry me.
That isn't even where Landry was found. He was in a bullpen, not the arena,
said a cameraman named Jenks. Since he and Fine had been first on the scene, literally, he should know. They'd arrived at the rodeo grounds for an early morning interview, then discovered Keith Landry would not be granting any more interviews unless he answered questions from St. Peter.
I bet you never saw a case like this in your big city reporting, did you, Elizabeth?
You'd win that bet, Jenks,